Last week, I was standing inside of one of the largest private residences in all of Florida. Not a house, not a mansion, an estate, full-fledged estate. There was a guard at the gate, working on site 24/7, multiple staff members who live there on the property taking care of it. There's grounds that looked more like a private resort than a home. There was a full-fledged ballroom overlooking a man-made lake. And at the end of the night, no exaggeration, there was a private fireworks show. And when I was standing there, glass in my hand, drinking a Moscow Mule, surrounded by people who, by any definition, had already won the game, I felt completely out of place. I grew up in a trailer, so being there was surreal, uncomfortable, almost disorienting to some degree. But the thing that stopped me cold, it wasn't the opulence, it wasn't the money, it was what I realized on the drive home with my wife. And that realization fundamentally changed how I think about wealth, success, legacy. We'll come back to that story in just a minute. But before we go any further, I want to tell you why this podcast exists and why you might want to continue listening. Welcome to the Sage Investor. My name is Brian Speer, and this podcast exists because after thousands of conversations with investors, people who have already achieved what most of society calls quote unquote success, I kept hearing the same quiet, unnerving tension. Sometimes it was spoken overtly, but most of the time it just lived beneath the surface. And it sounded like this: I did everything right. So why does this still feel so fragile? There must be more. This show, it's not about getting rich. If that's what you want, there's plenty of louder voices out there on the internet making crazy promises with faster outcomes. This show is about what happens after success. What happens when you've already built wealth, but you realize that wealth alone does not equal peace. What happens when the scorecard changes, but nobody tells you that the rules changed? This is a podcast for people who have already climbed one mountain and they're quietly looking around and wondering if there's another one that they should actually be on. Before we go any further, let me earn the right to be in your ears here. I'm not a theorist. I'm not a YouTube investor. I am a product of the American dream. I grew up in a trailer, literally. No family money, no silver spoon, no financial blueprint handed to me. Fast forward a few decades. Today, I manage hundreds of millions of dollars of capital across mobile home parks and parking assets throughout the country, 20 different states. I've been involved in over $1 billion of transactions. I manage capital on behalf of more than 1,000 different investors out there. I've been fortunate to receive all sorts of crazy accolades over time and built a pretty healthy amount of wealth well before I turned 40 years old from nothing. Again, it wasn't overnight, right? It wasn't without scars, wasn't without failure. Failed over and over and over again, persisted through all of it, got to the other side. I've had deals go sideways. I've had markets turn. I've had plenty of sleepless nights, moments where one bad decision could have changed everything along the way. But, the part that really does matter most is that I've had thousands and thousands of conversations with people that are just like you, people with fragile income streams, people that are bleeding money to taxes every single year, people terrified of having no margin for error. People that are successful on paper, but they're unsettled inside. And over time, patterns emerge, very clear patterns in all these different folks. If you're listening to this, there's a strong chance that you've already, quote unquote, made it in the eyes of society. You've built some wealth. Congratulations. You've worked hard. Kudos. You've sacrificed. So have I. And yet, your income still feels fragile. One bad deal could undo decades of effort. Taxes feel like punishment for progress. The more that you make, the more exposed that you feel. And deep, deep down, maybe late at night, maybe on long walks, maybe driving alone, there's a question you don't always say out loud. What was this all for? There's got to be more than this. I've heard this from doctors making seven figures, entrepreneurs who sold companies for massive amounts, investors worth tens of millions of dollars. Different paths, same story. Same anxiety. And that anxiety does not come from the lack of intelligence or effort. It comes from building wealth without a framework designed for how to preserve it. Now, let me take you back to that estate. The owner is one of fewer than 3,000 billionaires on the planet. His father built wealth many decades ago, creating and selling one of the largest healthcare businesses in the country. What started as a couple hundred million dollars after his exit compounded over decades into something truly extraordinary. And before dinner, the son got up to speak. My wife and I were curious, right? Maybe even a little bit apprehensive, interested to hear what they had to say. And we wondered, what are these people like really like, right? Is their ego on steroids? Is this what extreme wealth does to people? Instead, what we heard was something entirely different. He didn't talk about kind of the opulence in which we were all sitting. He spoke about family, spoke about responsibility, spoke about stewardship. And he told the story of how his father spent 20 years building the estate, not as a testament to his own ego, not as a monument to wealth, but as infrastructure for connection. Every single one of his children live there. Every single one of his grandchildren live on site too. It wasn't a house. It was a long-term vision made physical. And on the drive home, my wife, she said something that stuck with me. She told me that she was shocked, not by the money, but by how grounded he was, by how little ego there was, by how intentional everything felt. And that's when it hit me. It wasn't about money. It's never about money. It was about designing a life that could outlive the person who built it, about creating a legacy. History has taught us this lesson before. You've probably heard the names of Vanderbilt and Rockefeller. The Vanderbilts are, you know, one of the greatest fortunes in history. But within three generations, all of that money was gone, bootstraps to bootstraps in three generations. The Rockefellers, they built wealth too. But more importantly, they built systems, they built principles, they built governance, and they built education. And their legacy still exists today. Same era, same opportunity, completely different philosophy. And that's the difference between what I call the nest egg and the golden goose. The nest egg gets protected, held close to the vest, but slowly gets depleted over time. But the golden goose, it produces year after year, decade after decade, generation after generation. Most people don't fail because they didn't make enough money. They fail because they never learned how to manage capital with intention. And that's where the concept of a sage investor comes in. A sage investor is not someone who just multiplies capital. A sage investor builds wealth with wisdom, preserves it with purpose, and passes it on with principle. And when you engage with wealth this way, something shifts. You stop chasing returns. You start designing outcomes. You don't just grow your net worth over time, you multiply meaning. And here's the critical insight. You don't need to be a billionaire to think like one, but you do need a framework that was designed for longevity, not speculation. Over the past decade, through thousands of conversations, we studied what actually breaks wealthy families. Fragile income streams, tax erosion, no margin for error, no succession plan, no shared philosophy. So we built a framework. It did not happen overnight, and it did not happen in isolation. It pulls from history's greatest investors, real-world operator experiences, the best business minds of the last several centuries, investor feedback, painful mistakes that they've made and I've made personally along the way. And it starts with one foundational idea: safe, predictable, durable cash flow over very long periods of time is what wins. Not hype, not speculation, not gambling with money that you can't afford to lose. We're going to unpack this in a framework together. Slowly, deliberately, honestly, we'll circle back to it over and over and over again. And this podcast, it's not about telling you what to do. It's about walking this path together. You're not late. You're not broken. You're not behind. You're curious. You're eager to ask better questions. Rightfully so. And in the next episode, we're going to dig a little bit deeper into the blueprint in and of itself, the framework, and why most traditional approaches quietly fail the moment that real wealth shows up. But for now, thank you very much with trusting me with your time. I do not take that lightly. This is the Sage Investor, and this journey has just begun.